When crossing boundaries, what risks do you think about? What chances do you take? In this interview, I will talk to my sister about the ways she and her friends and other teens have crossed parental boundaries. In the end, we will see in which ways these have either benefited her or worked against her.
Okay, so tell me a story about how you feel when you refuse to do what you're told when it comes down to something that you believe you should have a little more rights to than you get or deserve.
I feel like that I'm at the age now where the government looks at me like an adult. I feel as though I should make my own decisions. And my parents have some say, but at the end of the day, it is about what I want to do. I mean, I deserve to. I mean, let's put it like this. Like, I be feeling upset because it's like, how you going to tell me what I could do with my life, but you're not living it? Like, no, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Or even when your parents give you a curfew or stuff like that, like, do you feel babied?
Okay. Not really. Because I look at it like this. Or daycare, so they're going to try, you know, set some rules and regulations. But also by the same token, it's like, to go with what you said about the government thing, yes, I do think, you know, a certain age group should be restricted to do certain things because some people just truly don't have the maturity level to handle it. Like, I really do think that even when you're 21, even when you are allowed to go into a club, I still truly believe that you're still going to act like that little kid because you were so focused and so hype about going into a club. Now that you're finally at the age you can go to a club, you shouldn't go buck wild and act the fool. So yes, there should be, you know, certain age. Yes, I do think that a certain age group should not be allowed to do certain things. In the curfew situation, I believe, yeah, there should be a set curfew.
I
want
to say there should be a set curfew for everybody.
I mean, I like my curfew. I don't care if anybody can know this. My curfew's at 12 o'clock midnight, which is understandable because what parent really gonna want they kid walking in the house like 1, 2 in the morning? Like, who's gonna, where would you possibly be going for? They might as well sleep over the person as long as you stay in it. That's what I come home at 2 in the morning. See, there should be curfew. I think it should be. I don't know if I have kids, I'm gonna have a curfew. You get in by a certain time, you might as well stay where you at.
How do you feel about the teens in this generation and the way they show themselves compared to the way they showed themselves back then?
Our teens in our generation are fast. They just point blank period. There's no better way to explain it. The teens of our generation are sex addicts. We got, you know, everybody doing everybody worrying about who's doing who. Our generation is just too, you know, sex oriented and too, like, I understand you want to come into your sexuality, I understand it, but at the same time, that don't mean you go do everything that walks or you go do him or her because you like him or her, or you're just doing it to get back at somebody else. And then the teens back in when our parents were growing up, what they did for fun, they went outside, played rope, went to movies, went shopping. Teens today, they go outside, they go shoot each other thinking it's fun. Like, this is not, life is not a video game. You don't get 3 lives.
Do you have a story about how you were told to do something and you refused to do it because you didn't believe in it necessarily, or you felt as though, like, why do I have to do that? You have a specific story?
Not really, but I mean,
do you know a story of somebody?
Well, I do know this friend, and they didn't start, you know, doing what they want. They didn't start getting privileges that I was getting until they hit, like, you know, 18, 19. Then that's when I started noticing, like, okay, so their parents starting to let them come out of their shell more. Whereas for me, I'm 18 now, and I know, like, when I was, like, 16, you know, 15 or whatever, I would ask my mom and dad to do certain things, and, you know, they'll say no, and I'll ask why, and they'll explain to me, whereas that person, when their parents said no, they just left it as a no, like, it wasn't up for a debate, it wasn't up for a discussion. My thing is, if you're going to tell me no, let it be a good reason and just let me know why. Just let me know why it's no. If you're just going to say no and don't give me no explanation, I'm going to just do it anyway because I feel like you saying no just to be saying no. And I was really trying to, you know, do what I wanted to do, but I was asking you first. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about that one.
So, a lot of teens feel as though they should do what they want because they can do it. Not because they want to, but they know they can do it. So, do you feel as though your friend's parents felt as though they wanted to lay down the law now so that things wouldn't get out of hand later?
Actually, that makes perfect sense. I never thought of it like that. But now when you say it like that, yeah, it kind of do because now that they are at their age, it's like, all right, their parents letting them do, you know, like, different things. And their parents letting them start, you know, do what they want. So, yes, I could say, you know, they're probably trying to lay the law down now. Whereas you got this little spoiled, rotten kids who just do whatever they want, like, whenever they want. Like, that's not cool. I mean, I can see you being spoiled. But being spoiled should have a limitation. So, yeah, when you say it like, you know, when you put it like that, it's like, all right, now it's like I can understand and I can respect where their parents was going with that.
Can you say any examples of how teens or just young adults in general, how they cross the parental boundaries of, like, authority and what they're supposed to do against what they believe in?
Number one, there are more baby showers than there is weddings. Like, I remember you heard somebody getting pregnant. Oh, my goodness. Like, that was, like, you know, that was, like, the biggest thing to hear about. Now it's like, oh, such and such pregnant. Oh, her too. It's like, being pregnant, it don't got that dead, like, special moment of feeling where it's like, oh, okay, you're just like the rest of them. Because I feel as though they mindset is this art. Since I got a baby, can't nobody tell me what I can't do. Okay, sweetheart, listen to me. You are a baby. You just had a baby. So what can you possibly, okay, you're 16, you got a baby. You can't live by yourself. You can barely work, and I mean, and you're hyped because you got a kid. Like, so, no, I mean, that is where the generation, I have to say, get messed up, and that's where the boundaries get crossed. That's where a kid crosses the line. Not so much the parent, because, I mean, what a parent gonna do, okay? So you're pregnant. I mean, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna give abortion, so an adoption. So I feel as though you as a woman and man enough to lay down with that person. So y'all two will be man and woman enough to raise that baby by yourself. I'll help you out a little bit, but I mean, I'm not gonna raise it for you. No, if I'm doing that, you're gonna pay me for that. But the fact of the matter is that I think the pregnancy and that just crossing a boundary big time.
In what ways can you change the way teens view themselves or make teen lives and young adults' lives much better? Like, what would you do if you had the opportunity to change it?
I probably have more activities and more like recreation centers. We have recreation centers, but half of them, they don't really do nothing. So I'll probably say like get more activities involved and stuff like that, which means if you open up more recreation centers and have more things that kids will want to do, I truly believe that a lot of kids will stay out of trouble. Not so many kids will be dying, and not so many parents will have to bury their kids, because technically speaking, a kid is supposed to bury their parent, not the parent bury the kid. And I also, you know, feel as though if we can just come together as a community or whatever and just find something for kids to do. Kids be bored, and when you bored, you go looking for trouble. I know that's how I am. Like, I don't mean, like, I just don't mean to start trouble or, you know, get in trouble. Just that I be bored, and it's like, all right, let's see what kind of, you know, havoc or chaos I can start the day. You know, let's just be funny. So we go and do things. The only reason we're doing is because, you know, there's nothing really else out there to do. And I also feel that the economy can get better with the money situation, where everything don't have to be so daggone expensive. Like, everybody, like, I don't have a money tree in my backyard, and I definitely don't have a money cow in my backyard either. So it's like, where am I gonna get this money for to go, you know, hang out with friends or whatever? I mean, the most you can do is hang out in the neighborhood, but after a while that gets burnt. I'm tired of seeing the same people. And I mean, I just want to go and just, you know, explore and do what I gotta do. But I think if they, you know, find more things for kids to do, it really would be less violence on the streets. And I truly do think that more parents will spend time planning their child's 16th birthday instead of planning their child's funeral. Like, that's what I think.
By the end of this interview, it's clear to see how our worlds have changed in so many ways. But do we, as teens, understand the changes we make in our lives? I choose to end the interview on this note so that you as listeners can understand that though my sister didn't always make the right decisions, she never turned a blind side to the problems around her. By understanding the problem, she was able to change her thinking and is currently on the path she always wanted to be on, by knowing she was wrong and correcting her mistakes on her own.